This morning, I'm not going to read the readings in English. You're supposed to have your missals and missalettes. And my voice is still not by any means restored. But we have a very unique feast. And it brings back many memories. It is a feast of the four holy crowned martyrs. I Santi Quattro Coronati. And if you are in the Basilica of St. John the Lateran, whose feast we celebrate tomorrow, after you leave through the side door, the right side, and you go back, of course there's other things, but if you go far enough up the street, these ancient cobblestone streets that have been there for hundreds of years, not thousands, but hundreds, but perhaps 2,000 years, there is a monastery and a beautiful church, very simple, however, not Renaissance, Romanesque, early Romanesque, where there is also a monastery of the Augustinian nuns. And there is a basilica of the four crowned holy ones. Now, it's interesting, they were martyred under Diocletian around the year 300, and for many centuries, nobody knew their names. They just remembered them and their testimony of great valor for Christ, the fortitude of the saints. And then, a few centuries later, there was an apparition to a holy woman, and their names were revealed. They are Saints Severus, Severianus, Carpophorus, and Victorinus. Not something that you would readily remember, even if you're into the saints. But for me, it presents a memory because that's one of the places in Rome where you can obtain authentic relics. And the nuns are given the charge of putting them in the little round reliquaries and sealing them and making the documents that attest to the fact that they are real, like the ones that we have on the altar. But also, years ago, I don't remember if it was before my ordination or after, one of my classmates was ordained to the priesthood there. And that sealed the memory. I don't know anything else about it, and I think I went there once or twice more in a hurry, because one goes, when there are hundreds of churches, one walks to this one and that one and the other, and they all become fused into one giant church, which of course we are. We are the one holy Catholic and apostolic church. And of course we are under severe attack. Severe attack in Rome, in the Vatican, here, and everywhere we are. But today we turn to these four holy crowned martyrs who, brothers in the flesh, became brothers in the blood by shedding their blood through atrocious martyrdom. And so we pray to them, and we pray for our shrine and our diocese and our country and the whole church, which is in terrible array, to protect us and to deliver us from the attacks of the demons. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.